And I will say this too about Ween. They are one of the few groups that really, at the time of indie rock becoming bigger in the early 90s, really were indebted and really announced their influence from black music. So unlike a lot of their peers that were exclusively looking at more white-focused music, so a lot of genres like punk, for example, that often stymied and didn't pay attention to a lot of their black peers and bands, they were fully indebted to music from the likes of Funkadelic. In fact, they even have a track on this album that's a tribute to Funkadelic, as well as like a lot of soul and gospel. So it's just one of those things where Ween was very articulate about talking about these influences within their music, and also not afraid to play it for laughs, of course. As you heard, this album is titled Chocolate and Cheese, and if you saw the album cover, you kind of get where they're going with this one. But yeah, good stuff from Ween. And we're going to play some music, I believe, from Dion Lunadon next.
Yeah, another track from his most recent mini album, Memory Burn. We're going to hear Hollywood Blues. And then another track from the band, I believe we said they're Norwegian, The Anomalies. They have an album out called Down the Hole. So we're going to hear another track from that. And maybe some Ron Gallo in this set. Ron Gallo played an acoustic. He was part of a bill that happened in Windsor last night at the Dominion House, and he played acoustically and played several songs, including some from his album Heavy Meta, which we're going to hear a track from in this set, and lots more. So stay tuned. You are listening to Revolution Rock, and this is Hollywood Blues.
got it together. But behind my door and on my floor is a man who can't stand what it stands for. Is love a pursuit worth pursuing? The cream will rise up to your eyes. Then bury your lips shortly after. I never needed a woman, I have you. I never needed a woman, I have you. No, I never needed a woman. We'll be right back.
You've been listening to Revolution Rock. Adam and Dave here, and we just came back from our final block of music. But don't worry, we still have one song to end out your Saturday night with us. But we just heard some music from Long Weekends, a group that we've heard back in the early 2010s quite a bit and has been played on the program. But we heard something from their 7-inch release. We heard the B-side to Don't Reach Out, which was Show Your Face. As mentioned, that was released back in 2011. And also going back to the early 2010s, we heard something from 2013's self-titled release by Tough Age.
Yeah, we heard the song Cocaine Vouchers. And prior to that, we heard music from 2017's Heavy Meta by Ron Gallo. And we heard the song Portraits of the Artist from that release.
We also had Anomalies, which was a group that I believe we've established have come from...
Norway? I think so.
Oh, we got it right this time.
Yeah.
We heard something from their latest release, Down the Hole, with the track Flat Top. And we started things off in that set with Dion Lunadin with something from 2024's Memory Burn, the latest release. We heard Hollywood Blues, and that pretty much wraps up the program. Dave, as always, I'd like to remind the listeners, if you want more information about the show, the bands we play, and the music we love, go to the website, which is revrock.blogspot.com. There, Dave will intermittently update it when he feels so dying to. And we're going to also encourage you to check out the website for the station that hosts us, cjam.ca. But we have one more song coming up to end off the program.
Yeah, and then we should also mention Mark Casbon is up next with the Cowboys and Indies radio program. The next song we're going to hear is actually from Kid Congo and the Pink Monkey Bird's latest album, which came out in April and kind of went under the radar. I don't know if it was a lack of promotion or whatever, but it was released on In the Red, and it also has contributions from Alice Bagg. Really cool stuff, and the song we're actually going to hear, The Smoke is the Ghost, is kind of a little different, not really drastically different if you've listened to any of the bands Kid Congo Powers has been in, but it kind of mixes a little bit of surf with some noir jazz, maybe I'd call it, and some fuzz, and it's really cool. So we're going to hear that. This track features both Kid Congo Powers and Alice Bagg, and that about does it for this week. We'll be back next week, same time, same frequency here on CJAM FM and also on several different stations throughout syndication. Thanks for tuning in. This is Kid Congo Powers with Kid Congo and the Pink Monkey Birds from That Delicious Vice, and The Smoke is the Ghost.
On a bright L.A. day, I was walking up Milton Place to the house of a friend. My ears heard electric music, and my feet knew to stop right here. Strands of ivy and vines hung down from the side of the wood-framed house. The smell of jasmine mixed with the smell of skunk. The animals that traveled down from the Hollywood hills. I had heard the house was haunted. Miss Mercy had said to me, a portal into a Stephen King novel. Staircase to the second floor.
días. Periódicos de todo el mundo. Todo.
And a cloud of smoke was in front of my eyes.
Una nube de humo estaba frente a mí.
I thought.
Pensé,
how many people are smoking up there?
Estarán fumando.
Right at that moment,
en ese momento,
specks of light started
de luz empezaron
to spark
a brillar
in the sky. As I reached the top
cuando
of the stairs,
la cima de las escaleras, me dije,
smoke.
En ese momento,
the smoke disappeared.
El humo desapareció.
Thank you.